A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Hello, my name is George Petridis, and this is a segment in what
George Petridis loves educating people about bipolar disorder through his online video series, a project that he hopes will help others get past the stigma that kept him in denial about his own challenges for far too long.
It took me decades to recognize and accept the condition.
In retrospect, says Petridis, the signs were there early on in his fast-track career as a mergers and acquisitions banker.
I had spurts of energy that helped me excel.
And when he found himself collapsing every so often, he wrote it off as the cost of working so hard. Later, in his late 20s, while at business school, Petridis was confronted by a classmate who told him this.
You're over the top happy, and then you go into a very dark place.
He started hearing that from others as well, but never sought any answers. Instead, he finished his program, returned to Wall Street, and got back on the fast track, despite increasingly intense manic and depressive phases. Then one day, when he was 35,
My boss called me in and said, look, I like you and you're quite talented, but you're not coming into the office, so you're fired.
Ultimately, a friend intervened, sending him to a psychiatrist. He got help, and the healthier he got, the more he came to realize how much stigma had stood in his way. So today, Petridis, now thriving, is determined to help shine a light on bipolar disorder and similar challenges.
I'm hoping that over the course of time, people are more educated about what these conditions look like, and they can recognize the signs in their friends and family.
To learn more about how George Petridis is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.